Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Today's title is the United States Camel Corps. I think I learned more things doing this show than... Our verse is Matthew 23:24. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. In 1856, Jefferson Davis, who was then the Secretary of War under President Franklin Pierce, convinced Congress to form a camel corps. He obtained $30,000 to purchase camels to be used by the army in the western deserts. It took 3 months to bring the camels from Egypt to Texas. Six Arabs and a Turk were also brought along to assist in the project. The Arabs were to be tutors to the soldiers, but they did not know anything about camels. The Turk was employed as a veterinarian to keep the animals healthy. Unfortunately, his cure for all ailments was to tickle the sick camel's nose with a chameleon's tail. Needless to say, in spite of several enthusiastic supporters, the first camel corps was the last. The project's failure was not the fault of the camels. They could carry a load twice as heavy as those carried by mules. They were faster than mules and adapted to high altitudes and cold temperatures easily. It was hoped that they would eventually carry mail to all areas of the United States. The failure of the camel project was owing to the muleteers who were to deal with them. Camels must be treated with respect, or they will retaliate. The mule drivers were accustomed to beating their animals to make them obey and refused to treat the camels differently. When beaten, the camels not only refused to work, but they spit foul-smelling cuds at the drivers and even bit their arms severely. Besides the camels' refusal to submit to the cruelties of men, they frightened horses, which bolted until they got used to the new animal. So camels were banned from public roads. Little by little, the animals that held such promise were allowed to escape into the desert, where they lived out their lives. On the side of those who attempted to establish the Camel Corps, and on the side of those who opposed it, there was much ado in the end that could have been avoided by carefully planning at the beginning. That is the way it is with people. We jump headlong into projects that someone tells us are good, but we haven't taken the time to consider any of the consequences. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we certainly want to consider all of the multifacets of decisions that we make concerning our lives, employment, the raising of our children. And most of all, we want to take away a lesson of being kind. Sometimes when our children react, it's because they're scared, and we just add to their fear. Lord, help us to know better. And Lord, I hold up to you this show that it will be a blessing to those who listen. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. Well, I found a video on the history of the United States Camel Corps. It's very interesting because camels could have survived as far as the climate in the United States, but because of their personalities and the way they were treated, they didn't. I also put in our Pinterest site, you can go to Pinterest at mrgamblin2, that's the number 2. I put an egg carton camel. He's so cute, and we haven't done that much with egg cartons. And then I also put an idea for a camel silhouette. And of course, whatever ideas I've put there, I hope you allow your older children to build upon that. We often call that, you know, build number one, build number two, just meaning that we've thought of other creative things that we could do with the camel silhouettes. I mean, you could have the three wise men as a camel silhouette with the three wise men as a Christmas card. That'd be cool. Or, you know, hold it up to the window so the sun can shine through it. Anyway, the sky is the limit. Have fun. Curriculum Corner. All week we've been talking about the curriculum subject or path that you want to take with Bible for your children. We've talked about why you should do it, what it should look like, and today we're going to talk about how you can do it. I know that I have put some ideas in my Pinterest site on different denominations and the curriculum that they put online for free. That could become your Bible curriculum. Of course, you can use just having the children listen to my devotional each day. What a wealth of knowledge there. And just pick one of the crafts for their actual experiential learning that goes with that. And have them memorize a verse each week. It can be the same one that they're studying in their Sunday school or Sabbath school. It can be that same one. And they can do so many things with those verses. In the process of learning them, there is some games that you can make up. There's border sheets that they can make and hand out to shut-ins and retirees and assisted living centers. It's great to have a nice stack of these verses. They make them into cards. There's just a wonderful wealth. And once that is hidden in their heart, they have it. Even if they don't have a Bible, they can always go through all of the verses or chapters that they've memorized. You can make games out of it. We like to play memory verse ping pong, where two kids will stand looking at me, and I have the memory verse written on the board, and then they have to learn it one word at a time. For God so loved. And I'm going back and forth with my hand or my plastic hand, pretending like I'm playing ping pong. That's a fun one. And there's Bible charades that you can do with the memory verses as you start getting a collection of them. Something that my father did with us kids was, once we'd learned a few of them, he started doing win, lose, or draw, and we would have to draw an illustration of the Bible verse. How fun was that? We just loved doing that. And you can think of a lot of other things, I'm sure, that can become a fun way to just bury that Bible in a child's heart. Questions parents ask. Well, this question comes from a young mom who wants to know what she should do. Her oldest child is a 2-year-old little boy, and he refuses to do what she asks him to do. Well, I think all of us probably have had those very self-willed children, and there are a lot of things that you can do. You know, you can take them by the hand and force them to do it. You can practice them following the directions with simple things like pick up that toy, put the toy down, and then affirm them when they do it right, not in the heat of the moment when they are determined to have their own will. We know that our children are products of this world, and as such, they have flaws just like we do. So if you were a self-willed child, you'll probably get paid for your raising, and you'll have a self-willed child too. Yay! I know that with my brother, my parents were told many times that he would probably end up in a juvie hall or something like that, but he turned out just fine. It's amazing what maturation does, and consistency, and a secure home life. Just pray, and the Lord will give you wisdom. There's lots of strategies for working with that self-willed child. you know, this, all of this advice is my advice. You can take it or leave it. It doesn't hurt my feelings any. I don't even know if you like it or not. I don't get any bad mail, email, and you can always send me some constructive criticism and feedback. You can send it either to myhomeschoolcompanion@gmail.com, or you can send it to rgamblin@homeschoolcompanion.org. We have two emails that go to my phone, and I check it regularly. Well, today we're going to interview Leanne Mancini, and she has developed products for children. She has something called Sea Kids, and it's SEAKIDS. It has animation. There's 26 episodes, approximately 11 minutes each episode, and it teaches children to be kind. It has, some of the titles are like Practice Makes Perfect, Friends First, Safety First, Grudge or Grace, Faith Over Fear, The Color of Attention, Once Lost, Now Found, The Worrier, Stop and Smell. Just great topics that you could use for your preschool and elementary as a Bible curriculum. In addition to that, she does a podcast, and the podcast is called Raising Christian Kids. So if you want to learn more, just go to leannmancini.com. It's LeannMancini.com. That's who we're going to be talking to, so we'll be right back.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Leanne Mancini, and she is a Bible professor at South Florida Bible College and Theological Seminary. She is an award-winning author and executive producer of
Sea Kids series.
Sea Kids series, which can be seen on Right Now Media, Pure Flex, Answers TV. And I don't know, is this Mixo?
Minnow. It's Minnow. Wonderful, wonderful Minnow. Streaming for young children.
She's also the host of the award-winning podcast, Raising Christian Kids. And is this the award here?
Yes. I was so excited. Last night I was awarded from my Advanced Writers and Speakers Association, all my sisters, there's about 800 of us. And once a year, they give an award out called the Jennifer Kennedy Dean Award. And it's given to somebody who's really just, you know, serious about what they're doing and reaching a lot of people for God's message. And in my genre, it's all about reaching parents and grandparents, who's ever raising the next generation. And so what I've been doing, I guess it warranted that they wanted to recognize
yes.
me. It was really exciting.
Yes, that is a real honor. And it also speaks to the fact that you're doing a lot. This is a great venue because our families in the United States are taking back the ownership of their children. They have seen what curriculum and how a lot of things are embedded in it that they don't want their kids exposed to. So they're trying to bring them home, either put them in a faith-based school, which many of them can't afford. So they're homeschooling them. So let's talk about how all of the things that you're doing could really bless a homeschooling family.
Well, first I have 7 Christian children's books that are for ages 7 and under. And the Sea Kids series is about an underwater world of creatures. They're just adorable. And they are trying to navigate these waters of things that they face in their young lives. And what the stories do is they teach them how to live out the biblical principles we're teaching in real life situations that the children face. So it could be like bullying or being shy or being fearful. And every single book is also on, there's a free app called Novel Effect. And what you do is you download that app to your smart device. And as you're reading the book in your hand, the smart device does the sound effects to each page on the book.
Oh, how cool is that? So how do you spell that app?
Yeah, it's NovelEffect, Novel Effect, and it's two words, and it's just a great app. It also encourages the children to read because they want to trigger the sound effects as they read.
Yes, what a great device. I mean, we all want our kids to read.
Absolutely.
And the younger they start, the better.
Yes.
So Novel Effect app, and you can get that in the App Store.
Yes.
You can get that in the Android App Store, too.
Yes.
So great.
And then the books also have a little hidden Christian symbol, like a Where's Waldo? But it's a hidden Bible or a cross. And it just makes reading fun, because we want our children to have fun while they're reading, while they're learning. And the pictures are just absolutely gorgeous. There's not a white spot on the page. And my illustrator worked for Disney and Warner Brothers. And so teachers are telling me, well, they're using my books to show them the elementary, the colors that they're learning, all the elementary school colors. And the fonts are good for children. It's a lemon drop font, I believe, and it's good for children who have dyslexia, helping them read as well.
Yes, and we know that more and more of our children are, we are not quite sure, but in all the professional development I'm taking as a special ed person, we're discovering there's more and more special ed. In fact, the last one that I went to, they said treat every child in your classroom as if they're special needs because of the pandemic and the exposure that they've had to technology at such a young age that it's changed the brain.
Yes.
And so we need to look at that. And I think that these kinds of products are fabulous because now we're using audio. We're making a game out of it. You know, children learn best when they play. So Raising Kids podcast. And then we've been talking about the app that goes with your book series. And your book series, again,
Sea Kids. And the books also, what I love about the books is that we tell children what to do. We show them how to be kind and how to be loving, how to be compassionate. During the situation, they pray to Jesus, either giving thanks or asking for help. And you see the characters helping each other, loving each other. We're not telling them, don't do this. It's all a positive way to approach children because they're more receptive if something's given to them in a positive tone.
Now, you have SeaKidsTV.com. What would we expect there?
Yes. Sea Kids, the books, were made into an animation series. And so we have 26 animated episodes, and they're just brilliant. I mean, I have to say that.
Yeah, I can hardly wait to watch them myself.
Well, thank you. Because our lead animator worked for Disney. He worked on Mulan and a couple other of the big. So it looks Disney-ish like, but it's very biblically based. You have the characters praying to Jesus during the difficult situation. You have the parents coming in or a teacher saying, well, you know, the Apostle Paul said, and then they quote a Bible verse. We start with a Bible verse at the very beginning. And these, every lesson really pulls the children in. You can hear a pin drop when you put these on for the children to read. Even the little ones are like glued to the TV because they can relate to what's happening in the story. And so you can see these if you have PureFlix, Right Now Media, Answers TV, and Minnow. You have all 26 of our animated episodes, or you can go to SeaKids.com TV, and we have them all on DVDs. So if you're going on a trip and you want the car ride to be quiet, pop one of those in, and you'll have a quiet car ride.
I have so many moms asking me, what are some Bible-based things that I can show my kids? So all of this at See Kids TV, that looks like what, Pinterest? Or what is that symbol? What symbol is that?
This is Facebook. That's Instagram.
Instagram.
And that's info. But
if they just Google Sea Kids, spelled S-E-A, Sea Kids, they probably will come up with everything that they
need. Yes, or they can go to RaisingChristianKids.com, and they have access to my podcast. I have 25 free resources for parents that they can just print. I have a 264-page curriculum. I have so many resources at RaisingChristianKids.com, and they also can get to the link to the See Kids TV if they want to purchase the books, the animation series, or our two little toys that we have.
So See Kids curriculum, describe a little bit about that and what age groups.
Okay. So we have two curriculums. We have a book that covers all seven of the curriculum book covers all seven of the books and all 26 episodes. And they have a word search. They have open-ended questions. They have match the character for memorization. And there's Bible verses that they have to actually go into the Bible and look up to see which Bible verse goes to which character, to which situation. In the Bible search, we ask them to take two of the words and go to the concordance in the Bible to look up what the meaning is of that word. And then we have curriculums, another set of curriculum that's like 264 pages, I believe it is. And it's broken down into ages from up to 3 and then 4 to 8, I believe. Isn't that horrible? I can't remember right
it's
now.
It's all right.
It's been a long weekend. But it's great curriculum, and it's all about virtues. It's all about teaching your children virtues. There's a craftivity we call craftivity, where they play and they learn. There's open-ended questions, Bible reading, Bible verses. Just so the parents love it because it's so easy to use. It's all in black and white. You can reprint it over and over again. But it teaches them all about virtuous characteristics to be able to teach your children how to live like Christ. If we don't start really working hard to instill these principles and lay that foundation from the womb to age 7, what's happening is the world is, you know, by the time they're in college, they're walking away from their faith because the foundation is just not quite strong enough. And I didn't do a lot of this stuff when my kids were little, and thank God they are believers. But this is going to make, if you do this, it makes it so much easier to parent your children and to raise them when they become preteens and teenagers, because you have that strong foundation and they understand. It's all based upon Deuteronomy 6. When you rise up, when you walk along the path, when you lay down, organically, day by day, raising your children as if Jesus was standing right next to you or sitting with you at the dinner table or riding with you in the car, bringing him into all conversations.
Amen. What a wonderful note to end part one of a two-part interview. I hope you come back tomorrow when we talk with Leanne Mancini about all of the products that she has made to help families build that strong foundation. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word. mrgmediaministries.com.